Prevention, Chapter 2, Part 2.
Right on, all three, Your Highness. I can't rightly say I'm of the most solid sanity. You know, having your wife brutally murdered in front of your recently singular eye will do that to you.
He began giggling again, though he tried to stifle it as he remembered that he was speaking to the princess.
Much apologies, Your Highness. I shouldn't have brought that up to you, should I?
No, feel free to do so. I need as much information as I can in order to help you.
Princess, if I may, the best way that you could help me is by strapping that little purple nag down and—
Twilight,
Celestia said, and Broken shifted his brow.
What?
Her name is Twilight Sparkle.
Where I'm from, she's a genocidal plot hole named Rising Dawn.
Then it's a good thing that we aren't there, isn't it?
Celestia asked, and Broken noticed a slight edge to her voice.
Here she is and always has been Twilight Sparkle, Elements of Magic, my personal protege, and brother of Shining Armor. You used to be him, correct?
Well, yes, Your Highness, but...
Then you should be able to call your sister by her real name, yes?
But...
Then do it.
Broken Shield stared at his princess for several long seconds, his mouth moving in an attempt to form words that the lack of air movement through his throat wouldn't allow. Celestia still watched him with a stoic gaze, but he could see the little glint in her eye she caught him in a trap that he had no chance of escaping.
Go on, my little pony. Say I want to kill my little sister Twilight Sparkle. If you do, I might let you.
Celestia's horn glowed, and a yawning purple pony lifted off of Celestia's back and in a broken sight.
I've even brought her in so I could see it right to her face. Princess, where?
Twilight yawned again as she looked around the dark room.
Hush, my faithful student. This pony wants to say something to you.
Celestia turned Twilight to face Broken Shield, who couldn't bring himself to look away from the sheer shock that currently petrified him. She squinted her eyes at him and yawned again.
Shiny? What do you want, big brother?
Had Broken Shield's eye widened any further, it might have popped out of his head. Instead, it focused on the sleepy eyes currently watching him, confusedly and unaware of his intentions. The eyes that had haunted him since they had been lost to him. Then it shut itself as he brought his face into the stone floor again, tears and no laughter escaping, despite his greatest attempts to contain them. He gasped out a single tortured word before losing his ability to speak the sobs.
Twilight.
Celestia emerged from the room with a still disorientated Twilight on her back, and the tortured cries of the prisoner becoming muted as the door closed. 8 pairs of eyes trailed her in shock, another without outward emotion. She gave each a passive glance before speaking.
As a ruler, one learns certain techniques, and his reaction is very valuable. Might I ask how, sister?
Luna questioned, her eyes flicking at the door where another pained shout emerged.
You claim to wish to aid him, yet you appear to cause him more pain than the guards.
Celestia slowly set Twilight on her hooves, ensuring the pony wouldn't collapse before turning to answer her sister.
Simple. He wanted to kill her, and now he doesn't. And how can you be sure of this? I can't, but listen to him, Luna. When given the chance to kill Twilight Sparkle instead of Rising Dawn, he refused to even try. Because she's Twilight. His sister, in his timeline, and ours.
What?
All eyes turned to the captain of the guard, whose back legs had failed him at some point, leaving him sitting on the floor in shock. His eyes flicked several times between the door and the princess's.
Oh, yes. That pony in there is a version of you from an alternate and future timeline. One in which it appears that some very disharmonious events have occurred.
Shining nodded numbly. He stood up, though his legs maintained a subtle wobble.
By your leave, Your Highnesses, I would request—
Go, Shining. You've guarded him for days. I'm sure that you need the break.
Once more, the guard's pony nodded, mixing in a salute before walking past the group of watching ponies. He jumped when he felt a tug on his tail, trying to rein in the odd feeling of dread that he developed when he turned and saw his sister.
He's not you, Shining.
She said, staring deeply into his eyes to reach the special well of emotion that only his family members could access.
He might have been you, but he's not anymore. You're not responsible for him, BBBFF.
Thanks, Twilight.
Celestia once again opened the door, and slowly walked in when she heard the cry cease. Broken Shield lay in a small puddle on the floor, shivering and coughing with the last fits of sadness.
You're still the manipulative troll I swore fealty to, Your Highness. I'll give you that.
Flattery will get you nowhere, Broken Shield, and you should know that.
The actions that you took were not intended to emotionally destabilize me, but rather gauge my reaction to being forced to see my sister rather than my enemy. And I recognize that, Princess.
But?
But you can't just expect me to just give up. Do you know how many hours were spent, how many resources consumed, and how many ponies killed just so that I could come back and get rid of her? I can't just throw away their sacrifices.
I don't expect you to. But we both know that killing Twilight is not the best way to solve your dilemma.
Not the best way. You think I would have done all of this if there was a better way?
Yes.
Her answer caught him short. Celestia gazed down at him passively. She turned back towards the door.
Call me when you're ready to-
Wait!
Broken yelled. Celestia turned back to him, one eyebrow raised. He drew himself up as much as he could, staring Celestia as straight as he could in the eye. Several muttered curses later, he began, acid laced clearly through his speech, but not affecting what was said.
I hereby swear upon my life, and the lives of every guard's pony, upon the grace of Princess Celestia, the duty of Princess Luna, and the love of Princess Cadence, that I shall not harm the unicorn mare, Twilight Sparkle.
Thank you, Broken Shield. Though the part about Cadence was unnecessary.
My Celestia said that too. Until I threatened my resignation if I was disallowed from saying it.
At this, Celestia chuckled, and Broken gave a slightly wry grin. A knock on the door stopped both of them, and when the princess drew it open, a cream-colored stallion popped his head in.
Princess, your sister wishes to notify you that the sun is supposed to rise within 20 minutes.
Thank you, Pip.
It was no problem, Princess. Her ladyship requested that I maintain civilities with you, so I am attempting to. Oh, dear.
That last bit was said in response to the sharp, jagged chunk of stone that was on a collision path with Pip's head, launched by and with a trail of rose-colored magic. He tried to draw his head back behind the door and dodge the projectile, and succeeded in moving it about 3 inches behind. Then the rock lodged into his eye. The gasp of Celestia and screams of several mares accompanied the sound of tearing flesh and some unknown fluid violently hitting the floor. Pip blinked several times, his right eyelids futilely trying to do their duty and remove the invading particle. He drew his head fully back into the hallway, turning and leveling a blank face at the other horrified ponies.
I believe I require medical attention.
A damaged cackling started from inside the cell, accompanied by a shrill mocking call.
Eye for an eye, Pip, old boy. I told you I'd get you back one day. Eye for an eye.
And then, the cell door slammed shut. Needless to say, that was pretty aggressive. Anywho, let's get on to our non-aggressive donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coldzard, Jaytin Man, Darkside, Ponyman, and Gauntlet. Zar630, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Dospo, Delta Omega, Jack Hedge, RuneScythe9852, Hunter Norman, Dash of Evergreen, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Dal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brethren Mordred, Ronin Wandering, Random Person Man Guy, Easy, Skyuchia, Leslie Prickett, Jordan Peterson, Crimson Kitsune 9, Lightskin, Monster Kitty, Madman Stan, Tim Bob, Starlight Glimmer, Lightning Blitz, Squiddy Boy, Divity Sanchez, Soul Dragon, Gaggy, Trey, Shadow Drake, Joe Piercy, Hunter Mara, Alex F, Rainbow Dash, Teal Canderson, TV Killer, John Becker, Leon Reynolds, Raven Speedster, Zach Rakow, Mystery CU, Edgar Garcia, One Kingdom One, Nisarusan, Vazuri, Dyslexic Character Sheets, Just a Random Boy, Hodrick Plinkart, A Crazy Person, Ponyman 365, Neapolitan, 6 of 9, Shyfire, Stamp, and Dion Basseri. Thank you all so much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.